This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit with the U.S. Supreme Court alleging four battleground states in the 2020 election were severely compromised because the Electors Clause was violated, along with due process and equal protection.
Our request is we want to be heard. The only place we can go is the U.S. Supreme Court, and so we're pleading with the U.S. Supreme Court. Please hear our case. Give us a chance at least to argue what we think is right. We want to argue the Constitution.
The 62 Electoral College votes in question would be enough to change the outcome of the election. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin have until Thursday, 3 p.m., to reply to the Bill of Complaints at the U.S. Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs says an F-16 jet crashed at 8 p.m. Tuesday night in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. No word on the cause or the pilot's condition. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The United Kingdom started delivering the China virus vaccine Tuesday. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki digs into the United States delivery timeline.
The first person to be vaccinated against the coronavirus in the United Kingdom received her shot on Tuesday. 90-year-old Margaret Keehan received the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine after it received approval from British health officials last week. So when will the U.S. see the first of its citizens receive the vaccine? The head of Operation Warp Speed believes we're just days away. Dr. Monsif Slawi laid out the timeline to Fox News.
In the U.S., that same vaccine will be reviewed by the FDA on Thursday, and the FDA may approve that vaccine either Friday or Saturday. Within 24 hours, we will be shipping the vaccine, and within maybe 12 hours from arriving into the immunization sites, the first subjects may be immunized, which could happen on Sunday or maybe more likely on the Monday.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Before the rare Tuesday night football game between the Dallas Cowboys and Baltimore Ravens, Ravens receiver Dez Bryant tested positive for the China virus and was not allowed to play. After the game, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson talks about the team's mentality and adjustments to Dez being out.
From coming off the losses, you know, and our guys just build up, you know, we're trying to make the playoffs, and it started here, so we just got to keep it going. But it was an all-around team effort. I feel all phases played well tonight. We'll do a little bit what we did tonight without the little turnover, and, you know, finishing in the red zone, I feel we'll be pretty good. You know, like I said before, all phases played well tonight. We just got to keep doing that. We just got to win it for them. You know, I think it was yesterday after practice, after walkthrough, he told us we need to go out there and win for him. You know, we expected him to play, though. And when we found that out, it was like, man, we just got to do what we got to do. We in the hunt for the playoffs. We got to do what we got to do. And we did that tonight. I'm mad we couldn't have him because, you know, that's his former team. We wanted him to score tonight, but it's all good.
The Dallas Cowboys continue to struggle, losing the game to the Ravens 34-17. Video gamers have spoken with their wallets as Activision's World of Warcraft Shadowlands is now the fastest best-selling PC video game in history. All told, the latest installment of the Sword and Sorcery series has racked up over 3.7 million in worldwide sales since its November 23rd release. World of Warcraft is a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, or MMORPG, that launched in 2004. Activision noted the new WoW title beat its own Diablo 3 game, which held a previous record at more than 3.5 million in sales. That began in 2012. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us as always. Trevor Loudon joins us now, the author, speaker, political activist, and socialism expert. Trevor, how you doing, buddy?
Good. I'm doing well. Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Made it through Thanksgiving, heading through the rest of the holidays and, fighting off COVID. And hopefully, hope upon hope, our officials would do something about the unemployed and get some COVID relief to Americans that need to hear from our government.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, if the government's going to shut people down, it's got to be... it's going to be making life a little bit easier for them. You know, the whole shutdown is a farce, in my opinion. And people suffering. There's suicides, there's marriage breakups.
Exactly.
There's all sorts of stuff going on because of this.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, the empirical evidence is pretty clear, isn't it, about the ineffectiveness of these lockdowns?
Well, the lockdowns aren't doing anything. They don't seem to make any difference whatsoever on infection rates. And at the same token, you know, like flu rates this year are massively down. You know, flu normally kills 30,000 to 60,000 Americans.
Right.
So how many so-called COVID deaths are really flu?
Exactly. You know, that's the point.
There's so much doubt around us that you know, we're committing economic suicide for the flu.
Right. You know, Trevor, I've had several friends who have contracted the COVID. They were told that they tested positive and say, okay, what do I take? Do you give me a prescription for remdesivir? What am I doing? Hydroxychloroquine? What do we do? And the doctors told them, I mean, without exception, this is quite interesting, said, no, just go home, get plenty of rest, drink plenty of fluids. He said, well, I thought I had COVID. Well, yeah, you've tested positive for COVID, but wait a minute, you just gave me a prescription, you know, like as if I had the flu. I mean, so what's the difference? So a lot of people are out there, and you see, that mixed reality with what's being reported by the mainstream media and these alleged scientists is not squaring up.
No, which is why people are very suspicious of, inoculations and vaccinations and this kind of thing. Very suspicious of, you know, when you hear prominent figures like Elon Musk have four tests for COVID, two come back positive and two come back negative in the same few hours.
Right.
The government has a massive credibility problem on this whole issue.
Yeah, and regarding your point about vaccines, I was looking at one study. It said back in May, 72% of America said, yeah, vaccine, I'm in. My arm's up. Go ahead. I'll take the vaccine. Several months later, in September, they again surveyed, found that only 51% of the people were willing to take the vaccine. Today, that number is down to 40%. So to your point, credibility has been compromised. There's been a lot of misinformation, negative information put into the bloodstream of the body politic. It's no wonder by the time this gets out, you're going to have less than 40% of the people that are going to get in line for this.
And that is why the sinister side of this is, I think we'll see restrictions like airlines will put in restrictions on proof of vaccination before they'll sell you an air ticket. I think there'll be other restrictions like this, which will make it a sort of backdoor way of forcing people into accepting these vaccinations, which they otherwise would not do.
How dangerous is this?
Well, I think this is the most dangerous period we've been in American history, you know, on the political side of things. The vaccination, the reason a lot most people were suspicious, they see this as far more politically motivated than medically motivated. You know, it's a way of controlling people. It's a way of intimidating people. You know, how else would you get churches all over the country to shut down for months at a time?
Exactly.
When churches are more needed than any other time.
Yeah, they're not essential. Yeah, but you can go and go to a pole dancing studio or whatever, but you can't go to church.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, So when people see this kind of inconsistency, they know this is not about public health. This is politically motivated. And when they see that the Democrat states, the blue states, are the most avid vaxxers and the most avid in their shutdowns, they it's not because the Democrats are smarter. It's because the Democrats love control.
Exactly.
This must be the most exciting time in some of these bureaucrats' lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, look, we can tell people what to do. We've always dreamed of this, and now we can do it.
You're a socialism expert. You've seen this. You've studied this, Trevor. This puts us down the yellow brick road of socialism, doesn't it?
Well, it does. You know, like, there is no provision in the U.S. Constitution for mandatory quarantines or mandatory shutdowns. You know, there's nothing that says that the government has a right to make churches shut down because there's a disease in the environment. So the Constitution has been completely ignored, and millions of people have been forced to go along with it. So that's just one more way of weakening the authority of the Constitution and real law. It's just turning us into more of a lawless, bureaucratic, autocratic society, and it's a conditioning exercise.
Exactly. Well, just like what we experienced most of the year with the, you know, streets of America, whether we're looking at Portland, Baltimore, just go down and, you know, the destruction of businesses, jobs, all in the name of George Floyd and systemic racism. Again, this is all part and parcel of the plan, isn't it?
Well, look, the COVID panic was spread by the Chinese Communist Party.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not talking about the disease. I'm talking, well, they deliberately spread the disease. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But they were in partnership with the Democrat states to shut down the U.S. economy, to destroy their most dangerous enemy, President Trump. And the Black Lives Matter protests were also organized by two pro-Chinese communist parties, the Freedom Road Socialist Organization and Liberation Road. So these two major assaults on the American body politic, on American society, both came from communist China. And that should not be surprising when you understand that the CPC, the Communist Party of China, regards President Trump as their most dangerous adversary. Of course they want to do anything they can to get rid of him.
Yes. And interesting that 4 years ago, it was all about the Russians and that foreign influence and intervention into a legal election in 2016. 4 years later, the Chinese are getting away with murder here.
The Chinese have wrecked the U.S. economy deliberately. Mm-hmm. They have burnt cities all over America deliberately. And they were actively involved on the ground with big voter registration organizations in key states with a stated objective to destroy President Trump, to ruin his chances. So three ways the Chinese were working on this election, and many others, no doubt, as well. But they were involved in the voting, directly involved in the voting. They were behind the Black Lives Matter protests and behind the COVID shutdowns.
Exactly.
You talk about a bit of Russian collusion. This is massive Chinese attack on our economy, our president, our cities, and our voting system.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Trevor after this. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Value.
they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, you know, that's pretty evident. The local communist parties were very active in social media, but we know that the Chinese have banks of people, thousands of people sitting behind computers in big rooms, totally focused on American social media and TikTok. They're involved in TikTok. They're involved in Facebook. They're involved in Twitter. All of these things to try and shift public perception, drive hatred against President Trump, drive racial division in this country. So this has been well documented that the Chinese have thousands of people occupied in this, you know, to sow confusion in America. So look, virtually everywhere you look in the last election, whether you look at social media, the riots, the COVID, the direct influence on voting, the big tech, you'll see the tentacles of the Communist Party of China, because this country is the only country that stands between them and world domination.
Exactly.
And this president, Donald Trump, is the only one with the guts to stand up to them. Who do you think they prefer? Donald Trump, who's caned them at every step, who stood in their way, or Joe Biden, whose whole family has been doing business deals with China for decades?
Yes.
Who is completely in China's pocket. Why wouldn't the Chinese try and influence the election against Trump and in favor of Biden? They'd be crazy not to.
In much the same parallel as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump with the Russians 4 years ago, right?
Yeah. The Democrats have been in bed with the Russians for 60 years. And when it suits them, they switch the whole narrative and claim, you know, that Hillary Clinton was completely in bed with the Russians through Uranium One and other deals. And, you know, so they switch the narrative and make them look like they're the anti-Russian patriots and that Trump is the traitor, when the reverse is the case.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, and the same thing there, where you had family interests benefiting from the sale of 20% of America's uranium. Her family fared fairly well, in the same way that with the Biden dealings with China. And I thought it was quite interesting, according to one survey that was just released last week from Brett Bozell and Media Research Center, that the people admitted, I think it was in Pennsylvania, might have been Michigan, that roughly 40% of the people said they hadn't heard of the Hunter Biden corruption story. Had they, 12%, as much as 12% said they would not have voted for Joe Biden. So, you know, the mainstream media, again, all part of this collusion, in effect, you know, what has turned out to be a modern-day coup, has it not, Trevor?
Well, this is the color revolution, you know, and as to your point, I saw a survey that 17% of Democrats said they were not aware of the Hunter Biden collusion story, and if they had been, they would have changed their vote.
Wow.
Now, that was more than enough to change the outcome of the election, and we've got to acknowledge the election is far from settled yet, and I still think Donald Trump has a very clear path to winning this, but the fix was in. We need to understand that in global implications. You know, China and the United States are locked in a death battle to see who is the dominant world power after this. China, and you've got all these countries in Asia like India, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, and Australia and New Zealand are looking to see who's going to win here.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it looks like China's going to win, they're going to flip.
Exactly.
They're going to have to make their peace with China. This election is not just about America. It's about the whole balance of world power.
Right.
Either China runs the world after this, or America maintains its dominant position. It's going to be one or the other.
You know, Trevor, this is what we've been saying on the show. I've been getting emails from people around the world, and to your exact point, they're freaking out because you say make your peace with the communists. How do you make your peace with the communists? I mean, you're like the Uyghurs, and you just line up on the tarmac and with your head down and you're handcuffed and get marched off to these re-education camps.
Yeah, well, you basically surrender to what China wants. And you hope they don't kill you or not immediately.
Yes.
You know, you hope that your subjugation takes long enough that you've still got a few years of peace left. Yeah. So that's where the world is at right now. The Indians are freaking out. The Europeans are freaking out. They might say, oh, we don't like America, but when they are threatened by Russia on their doorstep, and they know that Joe Biden loves Russia like a chocolate. They're freaking out. Australia's freaking out. Japan, all of our allies are freaking out, and our enemies are empowered. This has global implications, and it could all come down to a few thousand fraudulent votes in a handful of states deciding the fate of the Western world. It is that serious.
Yes, and it's quite telling because you can tell the good guys from the bad guys by what they're saying and what they're not saying, right? I mean, it's really obvious. I mean, forget about our mainstream media. I mean, the establishment media has become, the United States version of Pravda. It is all in support of the Democratic Party, the socialist movement, and they're doing us no favors because they're not reporting on these things. They're purposely ignoring it, and then whatever commentary they have to offer, it's that, President Trump, he's that crazy guy, all he does is lie, and so there's no veracity, there's no validity to what he's saying about, these Dominion machines or the software intervention or anything like that, right?
You know, there are thousands of affidavits out there already signed on penalty of perjury attesting to massive vote fraud, and the media is still saying unproven, unfounded allegations. You know, there are massive amount of proof. Now, the other thing is some of the Republicans, the Mitt Romneys of the world, the Kevin Cramers, the senator from North Dakota, telling Trump to give up and move on, telling Trump to surrender to the left so that we will never have another fair election in American history.
Exactly.
No one will ever trust any election in the future. People will give up on the political protest. They'll turn extremist, or they'll give up entirely. And you have Cramer and Mitt Romney and people telling Trump to surrender.
Right.
They are craven cowards and traitors to this country, in my opinion.
Well, we know their spines have been mushy anyway for a long time, so that's not new. And that's what we need to discern. The voter politic needs to understand who is for us and who is against us. Who is for the truth and who's for the lie? That's really what it comes down to, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right, and this is a time where the wheat is being sorted from the chaff. So there are some big positives here. You imagine Trump wins this, and he has got a great case. He wins this. Well, for years the Democrats have been telling us, we've been accusing the Democrats of fraud, and they'll always say, oh, where's your proof? Where's your proof? Well, when this goes to court, when actual states are overturned and Trump is inaugurated, we will have the proof.
Yes,
we
exactly.
will have it. Definitive proof, and the federal government and the Republican-controlled states will, in my opinion, implement some very strong anti-fraud legislation with big penalties and much more robust systems and hopefully return to purely paper ballots. And that will put the Democratic Party out of power for 30 years. They'll be completely discredited. Their criminality will be exposed to the world, and their main means of winning, vote fraud, will be taken out of their hands. And that's a pretty that's something that will do major benefit to this country.
Without a doubt, not only our country, but as you pointed out earlier, to the world. Trevor Loudon, the author, speaker, political activist, and socialism expert, right here. Thank you, Trevor. Take care. Godspeed.
Appreciate it, Bill. Thank you.
needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit with the U.S. Supreme Court alleging four battleground states in the 2020 election were severely compromised because the Electors Clause was violated, along with due process and equal protection.
Our request is we want to be heard. The only place we can go is the U.S. Supreme Court, and so we're pleading with the U.S. Supreme Court. Please hear our case. Give us a chance at least to argue what we think is right. We want to argue the Constitution.
The 62 Electoral College votes in question would be enough to change the outcome of the election. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin have until Thursday, 3 p.m. to reply to the Bill of Complaints at the U.S. Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs says an F-16 jet crashed at 8 p.m. Tuesday night in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. No word on the cause or the pilot's condition. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Listening to the music of Benny Deshara. Yep, we're one-on-one with this artist talking about his latest album, 3 Days, his miraculous recovery from a serious brain injury, and his gratitude for the greatest gift ever in Jesus Christ for a healthy and growing family. Benny, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, Bill. I'm honored and just humbled to be with you today. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. The honor is ours. Of course, you know, everybody knows that I love Christmas music. I listen to Christmas music, 12 months out of the year. The kids make fun of me. And, Dad, it's March. What are you doing listening to Christmas music? Because it's just so uplifting and so encouraging. And, you know, what you did with this particular song is really special. And, of course, I want to be able to talk about, 3 Days and this project and how well it's been doing since it was released in, late last year.
Yes, thanks so much. The Christmas song was very exciting. That was written in, a lot of people don't realize it was written in 1867. So it's a very old hymn of a song, and we wanted to bring power to that. So there's power in Christmas. So hopefully that comes across.
Well, of course, and that goes along with the group Empowered that you play with. I mean, you are empowered. You're empowered by
you know, by God's power and the Holy Spirit that is in you guys.
That's true. When I founded the band, the name Empower, we actually had a banner, Bill, in our church that said Empower. And I thought, what a great name. So Basically, we are empowered by him as musicians, mm-hmm. right? So we can empower others with music, but his message, so that they can take that and then go out and empower other people. So that's where the name of the band came from, and that's our mantra.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Benny, you can't give what you don't have, right?
That is exactly correct.
Right. And so you, in your life, has demonstrated time and again the empowerment that God has blessed you with and how, you know, it transcended your miraculous recovery, you know, from a serious brain injury. Tell our audience about that, if you would.
Yeah, I will, and thank you for that. In October of 2015, I was up late watching the news because I had a big decision to make, so I was trying to get some information, and I had fallen asleep in the living room, actually, on the sofa. Mm-hmm. So the next morning around 6:30, my alarm went off on my phone, which was in the bedroom with my wife, so as a man, you know, ruh-roh. Right. So I recall her coming out of the door of her bedroom with my phone, right? And, Bill, I've got a 20-minute gap of I can't remember anything.
Oh, wow.
And she witnessed it all, saw it. She said that she told the neurosurgeons that I did not completely lose consciousness, but I went horizontal and struck the back of my head on the wood floors in my living room. And basically, when I went into the hospital, they said I had a subarachnoid, subdural, and radial hemorrhage, which I'm familiar with that because I'm a former Navy medic. But
right.
For those who don't know, that's a traumatic brain injury, and I mm-hmm. had a brain bleed inside of my brain. So we wound up going to the doctors, into the emergency room. It was ICU for 2 days, another day in hospital for observation. I've had more MRIs than I can tell you. And they released me. I was like, really, your brain needs to recover. So I became a 24/7 nurse. Mm-hmm. And every 3 hours, she made a schedule where meds and fluids and whatever I could do to eat. So, I mean, I lost 30-something pounds, almost 40 pounds during this process. The mm-hmm. first month of my recovery, I don't remember anything. It was mostly sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And in November, I started coming out of that. People ask me all the time, was your faith shaken? And, you know, when he's healing you, mm-hmm. you just rely on the faith that you have. And don't get me wrong, there's been people with much worse injuries than I've had, right? But their history is not my history.
Yes, exactly.
And all I can do is witness and testify to what he did, that he came into my... One of the songs on the New 3 Days CD is called Jeremiah 29:11. It's my favorite verse.
Yes, I love that.
It's the best promise in the Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, for I know I have plans for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope in the future. And when you're a writer and you do music, you hear the Holy Spirit tell you, here's something, go with that, write the song. And not many people get this experience, but I got an audible man voice in my living room as I was recovering in November.
Right.
And basically he said, these are the words I want you to speak through this song. This is what I want you to do. And just let people know that what I did for you, I stepped in and saved your life. What I did for you, mm-hmm. I can do for them.
Right.
They just reach out to me.
Wow. Well, the Bible says he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. And I always say it's not so much about the mighty exploits as much as it is knowing your God. And that knowing your God is experientially. And so for you, for that period of time, where you relied only on God. Now, were there other verses that came to mind? Do you recall, Benny, any other verses, you know, during that recovery time that stuck out?
You know, there's so many. And that when I hate to say this, but when we do a show, somebody say, hey, can you sign this? Always Jeremiah 29:11 under my name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I want to point them to that verse. Because there's a hope and a promise from
exactly.
God.
Exactly. Right.
The entire lyrical context of Jeremiah 29:11 was audibly spoken to me, which is, my hairs are standing up on the back of my head. That's just, unless you've experienced something like that,
exactly.
Hard to understand, but I'm just here to say that everybody has the opportunity to experience that one-on-one relationship with Him, no matter what you're going through, no matter where you've been, what you've done. He took care of it in 3 days. That's the title track from the,
right.
the record.
Exactly. Well, Benny, you know, I consulted chief executive officers across the country for many years. And one of the things that I would tell them is that, you know, you are the manifestation of the company's mission statement. And that is a constant drumbeat, and a drumbeat that you may grow weary of on occasion because you think, okay, I've said this over and over again. Certainly they get it. They understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is they don't. And this is why God gave you this. In a sense, it is a mission. I mean, you probably think, well, God, is there something fresh? You know, should I say something different? Is there another word that I should be espousing here? No, it's that very word. It's Jeremiah 29:11 that God has given you to remind people and to, again, empower people. You know, because they need to be encouraged and be pointed back to the Word, especially for a time such as this when the Word is so vital. You know, Benny, I got to tell you, across the country with all the stress we're dealing with COVID and, you know, the election challenges and, you know, communists, you know, Chinese coming into play, all this stuff that is coming into our country all at one time. And I'm doing a study right now of Jeremiah and I'm thinking, my God, this is America. You know, this is just as Israel was being judged for its idolatry, for turning its back on God, and how the forces, you know, God allowed the forces to come in because judgment was required. And I'm thinking, God, how do we avoid this? And, you know, and here, you know, I've read that scripture time and time again because I do it as an annual discipline, you know, read through the Bible in a year. And it's coming to me as if it's fresh bread. It's daily manna coming to us. So I want to encourage you to, you know, to have no exception, you know, or no consideration that Jeremiah 29:11, that is something that came from God. And as you said, in hearing it so powerfully in an audible voice, I mean, that's real special.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And you know, Bill, with what you're talking about, with everything going on into the world right now, you know what God gave me? This is what He gave me. I always was. I am. I always will be.
Amen. The same yesterday, today, and forever, isn't He?
Yeah, there's a peace in that that surpasses any understanding our finite minds can have.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Benny Deshara after this. Stay with us.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process
service for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The Bill Martinez Show.
Benny Deshara and Empowered from the album 3 Days, We Three Kings. It's Christmas time, and time to remember the three kings. It was not only three kings, but, you know, Benny, this is the time. I mean, the three kings really represented the leadership of the world, so to speak, at that time, coming to bow a knee and honor, and we know that there will be that time when all the nations will come together under the lordship of Jesus, and it won't be the baby Jesus this next time. It will be the adult Jesus, the grown-up Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that we will all be bowing to. And the very thing that has been, you know, agitating us in our spirits, in knowing and having this sense what could possibly be, you know, the a reign of mercy and justice and peace that can only happen under the lordship of Jesus Christ, right?
It only can. And, you know, and think about this. With the song, so Mikey Howard with Love Journey Music, he's our producer, did an awesome job with this song. And we wanted to bring power to We Three Kings because it's such an old hymn, you know, back in the day when it was written, everything was sung kind of chanted, those type things. But we wanted it to have message and inspiration and power. Think about this. Three kings left their dominions of rule and power on the earth to search out a child who was the Savior, and he already held a higher dominion of rule and power than they held at the time. Yeah. And God gave his son for us. And that's the eternal power of of Jesus Christ, right? Let it be heard. Everybody sees John 3:16 in end zones at games. Well, maybe not this year, but they see that, and that's a popular verse. But John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one enters the kingdom but through me. And this is Jesus speaking. If you want to know the power of the Bible, read everything in red letters.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Because that's Jesus speaking, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you read everything in red letters, you got it.
Right.
So it's, but the power of that these kings would give up their dominions to go search out this child. And then the gifts that they gave them, right? The gold and the frankincense and the myrrh. And myrrh was used to embalm bodies to prepare them for burial, right? As a sign of what was to come, because he was born for this specific reason.
Exactly, exactly.
To be sacrificed for us, because he is the only way that we obtain the kingdom. And that's God's gift to us. Every Christmas, that's God's gift to us. And if we can press in past Santa Claus and malls and presents and gifts, there's no greater present anyone's going to get under a tree this year that will supersede that gift that God gave us.
Well, I'm telling just between you and me, a little sign of levity here. I was thinking about this because they were showing Santa Claus, you know, being socially distanced and wearing a mask. If I see the baby Jesus with a mask in the nativity scene, I'm out of here. You know, I'm just saying, okay?
That's right. You're going to lose it.
I am. That's just going to about do me in. I will let you know up front so you can pray for me on that fact that we do not see the baby Jesus with a mask on it. So, I don't know.
As a matter of fact, I think the birth of Jesus, God is saying, listen, we all walk around through our lives with a mask on.
Yeah.
Right? Here's some. I'm important. I have a business.
Mm-hmm.
I built this. Man, that really deserves me to hear that.
Right.
No one has built anything without God stepping in and giving us that ability to do that, right? And we all have different gifts. And for me, it's music. So from a stage, I can say things that maybe you don't hear in a sermon, because we're not a praise and worship band. We're straight into performance and worship band. And years ago when I had air, I had a lot, and I had a secular rock band, and we toured the New Orleans rock circuit.
Right.
And there's nothing like, after I was saved, the whole BC life went away, right? And so so strictly doing it for God and for Jesus, and the discussions we have when we come off stage now, it's almost more fun than performing, and that's saying something. But just to be able to talk to people and pray with people and be real to them. I mean, as a Christian, regardless of what we're doing, I think people should see us and say, I want what he's got. There's something different about this Bill Martinez guy.
Right, exactly.
So, like, what does he have that I don't have? And and just opens up a conversation. And we just need to let people know that what he did for us, God can do for them.
Well, Benny, and you, like me, and those of us who get it, in a sense, are like the blind men. We know what it was like to be blind, but suddenly we can see, and the testimony speaks unto itself. I mean, look at, you know, you spent 4 years, you mentioned, you were a hospital corpsman in the U.S. Navy. You had the successful regional secular rock band. You start a family. You go through a divorce. You come to God. You come to Jesus, and your life changes. In 98, you find and marry Donna, and now your family includes 4 grown children, 9 grand. I have 9 grandchildren, man. We here it is. It's a good number here, 9.
Yeah.
And so here, you've been so blessed. You've lived life. You lived life, as you say, BC, before Christ. You're able to experience life after, you know, coming to Christ. And you know from whence you speak, and that empowers you, and empowers you to empower others.
That's correct. And I tell you, and so in 98, when I married Donna, and she's my rock, because I'm an artist guy, right? So I'm always up in the clouds.
Right.
And she's got that tether, and she's like, hey, come on down here. So I'm like, I get that. And but she's the solid wife. She's the solid mom. We blended 4 teenagers in high school. There's probably a book one day about that. But I look back on all of it, and you know, because after the divorce, which was strange. And again, everyone goes through life-changing things. And when I went through my divorce, I knew Jesus, but I didn't know Jesus. So let me say it this way. I knew about Jesus, and I could tell you about him, but I didn't have that personal one-on-one relationship with him.
Right.
And that's the difference in knowing him than just kind of knowing him. So after that, I prayed, and I'm like, Lord, if you want me to be married again, just send me the one, because I'm not looking. Because obviously, I'm horrible at it.
And I say that for this, when
we let go, finally, right? You always see that saying, let go, let God.
Yes.
And it's a nice bumper sticker, right? Or it's a nice little bracelet. But if you apply it to your life, it is incredible what he will do for you. If we let it go to him and just press in to God and just say, here's my life where it's at. I've gone through some sin. I've done some really raunchy things in life, because all of us have.
Yes.
Just heal me, cleanse me, use me. And that's the biggest part. You know, you can't talk the talk as a Christian and not walk the walk as a Christian. And that sounds a little biased, but that's kind of what God's put on me in my life.
It's true, Benny, though, because the thing is, you don't know what you don't know. And until you do know, then you know what we're talking about. And this is the opportunity. I mean, the hardest thing, I think, and you touched on it, for most people to accept, they feel, Bill, God could never accept me. You don't know what I did. Well, you know what? It's common to all men. You haven't done anything that none of us haven't done. Yes, maybe in very various phases or whatever, but we've all sinned. It's not like one is greater than the other. We've all fallen short of God's glory. And guess what? You know what? The God we serve, he's got enough love and he has enough mercy that he's already paid the price for you. And that's really the decision. I mean, don't be so arrogant to think that you can self-judge and think that your sin is greater than his love. It's not. I mean, when you consider that he sent his son to pay the ultimate price for us, I mean, wow. I mean, Benny, I don't know. That just overwhelms me, because you have children. I mean, would you send your son for a bunch of knuckleheads? I mean, people that are burning down streets and destroying jobs and doing it. Would you send your son to save those kind of knuckleheads?
Right.
But our God did.
That's right. He literally gave up his son in human form.
Yeah.
To be us. So he experienced everything that we experience, right? He experienced pain, and he cried, and he got angry. He cleared a temple. That was righteous anger.
Right.
He cleared a temple, but he went through all of the emotions as a human that we do, and he made his own life. He was the Word walking on the earth, and the Bible even speaks about that. Right? He's the Word among us. So that's... when you do know, it's overwhelming, and God has more than enough grace and mercy to handle anything that anyone's done. He's the creator of the universe.
Exactly. Well, the songs on 3 days, this album project, the CD project, reflect the redemptive journey that you went through. And the title track points us to the miracle of the resurrection, speaking of which, while the song Rock Bottom alludes to God's unconditional grace, which I think is a perfect way to wrap up this conversation. Benny, where can people go to, make sure that they get a hold of your music and stay in touch?
Yeah, our music is on every digital streaming platform, Spotify, Amazon Music, iTunes, Apple Music. It's everywhere. Our website, if people are interested, is rockin, R-O-C-K-I-N, the number 4, Jesus.com. And you can kind of keep up with us with that. We're on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Empowered Rock.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most.
Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you an